When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
9.5 FM in Kumasi, over 30 affiliates across Ghana, 16 regions and around the world at myjoyonline.com. Coming up, Colleges of Education Teachers Association strike getting out of hands as they decide not to call off the action despite reaching an agreement with government on their demands. Also coming up, NDC flag bearer John Mahama vows to investigate 2023 military brutalities in Garu if elected, as he emphasizes NDC's commitment to justice.
We will do an inquiry into it so that it doesn't happen again. We must learn the lessons from what happened so that tomorrow it will not repeat itself.
Also, 50 years after Ghana changed from the left hand to the right hand side driving on the road, what has been its profound impact?
Under the circumstances, I hereby enjoin protesters and the organizers to suspend any further protest and create room for dialogue.
And also coming up, President Bola Tinubu makes fresh appeal to Nigerian youth to halt all forms of protest and make room for dialogue as violence, looting and tensions characterize the demand for better living conditions. These are more coming up with me, Mamiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Please stay for details. And now, strike by teachers of colleges of education is getting out of hand as they decide not to call off their boycott. The group have been away from work for nearly 8 weeks, demanding improved working conditions and implementation of an arbitral award granted by the National Labour Commission. Last week, Education Minister Dr. Yao Osei Edutrim said he had reached an agreement and expected CTAC to call off the strike.
CTAC, I've reached an agreement with them. I've signed an agreement with them. Minister for Labour has signed. Minister of Finance have signed. CTAC president has signed the agreement. CTAC secretary has signed the agreement. We are just waiting because they told us once you sign this agreement, we'll call off the strike. And so we have to give them time.
When did this happen?
We signed it last week, Thursday. We had a long meeting, We signed it. We have an agreement. We can share a copy with you.
Well, despite this, CTAC says it has received legal advice not to return to the classroom. Why so? We chanced on a circular on its members explaining why they cannot call off the strike. My colleague Michael Ashley joins me in the studio with more. Michael, what are the reasons?
So, Mami, I see this is a 16-point message that he sent to the members, and I'll give you bits and pieces of it. But in three sections, first about the meeting with their lawyers, the way forward with their salaries that have been frozen for the month of July, and then finally their decision on the strike. So it starts that, well, according to their advice, which are the lawyers, the meeting that led to the signing of the memorandum of understanding was not sanctioned or supervised by the National Labour Commission, so renders that agreement null and void. Again, it says the employer demonstrated bad faith by freezing their July salary before our reps were given the completed signed copy of the agreement to seek council's validation. Again, GTEC, which wrote under the instruction of the Minister of Education to the Controller and Accountant General's Department to freeze our July salary, did not sign the memorandum of understanding, so we will not, under any obligation, write back to the Accountant General to defreeze the salary. Finally, it also comes to the point about their fight with the employer. It says that NLC is in court with the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, again an employer, which is a government. So the employer, including Fair Wages, cannot go behind the NLC and the court to try to settle the matter without the consent of the NLC, which is directly responding to what the Minister of Education has said. It goes on to say that, in effect, the signed MOA has no binding effect on CETAC once Council has not validated it due to the many flaws they identified. Meanwhile, the court case between NLC and CETAC shall be held on the 7th of August 2024. On the way forward regarding the frozen July salary, our lawyers have offered their advice on how to fight it legally, and Council shall walk that part to get our frozen salary paid to us as soon as possible. On the strike, it says that the strike action continues unabated and all members must remain resolute as our fight for justice is on course. No one should fear intimidation.
Thank you so much, Michael Ashalen. As you heard from CETAC, they continue their strike until their demands are met. Now, the Catholic Bishop of Koforidua, Bishop Dr. Joseph Efrifa Ejikum, has renewed the demand for government to return control of mission schools to the religious institutions that established them. The religious institutions see their lack of involvement in running the schools as the source of moral decay in the country. But despite promises by successive administrations, handing control of mission schools to them has only been a mirage. He's been speaking in an interview on the sidelines of a graduation and speech and prize giving day of the St. Mary Vocational Institute at Asamankese.
The challenges that we have is more with the Ghana Education Service and the Ministry of Education. You know, we have, as a mission school, not only the Catholic Church, but the religious bodies that have established schools. We have tried several years to have the memorandum of understanding, you know, signed, endorsed by past governments. Up to now, even including NDC and NPP, the present and past government, they have not been able to, you know, sign this document with us. And every now and then, when you ask, you know, they form a committee, they bring the documents, and nothing. This present government, the Minister of Education, present Minister of Education, has still not endorsed that. We don't understand why. And they always try to give reasons. They try to, we'll call a meeting with this. And by the time we realize, their term of office is expired.
Now to some politics. NDC flag bearer John Mahama has pledged that a future NDC government will investigate the military brutalities that occurred in Garu Upper East region last year. During his visit to the Garu constituency as part of its tour of the region, he said the NDC is committed to justice and will ensure accountability. The October 2023 incident resulted in the death of one person. Soldiers retaliated against residents following an attack on national security operatives by a vigilante group. Max Olagbogwa has more from day one of John Mahama's talk.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.